This is The Rounds Table.
All right, welcome back, Rounds Table listeners. We have an exciting episode in store today. We're going to be talking a little bit about atrial fibrillation and then a little bit more about atrial fibrillation. John, what article do you have up for us first today?
So first, we're going to be talking about catheter ablation in end-stage heart failure with atrial fibrillation. This was published by Sons et al. In the New England Journal of Medicine, August 2023.
Yes, I saw this all over Twitter. Okay, so what was the research question?
They wanted to know, what is the role of catheter ablation in patients with symptomatic AFib who had end-stage heart failure?
And why did this article catch your eye?
I mean, we know this, but heart failure is common. But as with everything in medicine, there's really a spectrum with respect to disease severity. And there are patients who have end-stage heart failure where there are really considerations around, okay, like, would they be a transplant consideration? Would you think about an LVAD, or do you need to change goals of care? There have been studies that have shown that in patients with CHF and symptomatic AFib, if they undergo catheter ablation, they have lower likelihood of death or worsening CHF, but they excluded these kind of end-stage patients. And so this trial was really done to look at the safety and efficacy among patients with end-stage heart failure and symptomatic AFib who were referred specifically to a specialized center that focused on heart transplants and implantations of LVADs.
Okay. You know, you've caught my attention. What was the study design here?
This was a single center open label superiority randomized controlled trial. It was done at a single transplant center in Germany. I won't be able to pronounce the name of it, but they do about 80 transplants a year. And since the clinic's inception in like the late 1980s, they've done about 3,000 heart transplants. The patient population, so these had to be symptomatic patients with AFib, NYHA class 2 or higher from a heart failure symptom perspective, and an EF of 35% or less with impaired functional capacity on a 6-minute walk test. And, you know, in addition to all this, they also had to be considered for transplant or LVAD. So, you know, not good heart failure. All patients also had an ICD. Patients were randomized 1-to-1 to catheter ablation with medical therapy versus medical therapy alone. They were followed every 3 months for the first year and then annually. The primary endpoint was a composite of death from any cause, implantation of LVAD or urgent heart transplant. And then there were a number of secondary outcomes, the components from the primary, death from cardiovascular causes, and some other things as well. With an analysis perspective, they did do an intention to treat analysis. The original plan was for 3 years of data collection, but after about 1 year of enrollment, the Data and Safety Monitoring Board reviewed the outcomes and recommended immediate cessation of the medical therapy alone trial, which is not to cut to the chase, but just to give you a heads up that they had to stop the trial abruptly.
Okay. All right. And, you know, stopping abruptly either means it's a miracle or more often it is hurting people. Anyway, what did the patients look like? What was the table one?
So from 2020 until May 2022, 97 patients were randomized to the ablation arm and 97 were randomized to the medical therapy alone arm. The average age of patients was about 62 to 65 years of age. Most were men. The average BMI was 28. The majority of patients had an NYHA class 3 or higher. The majority actually had non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, kind of 60 to 62%. And most were on the medications you'd expect. So, you know, majority were on a beta blocker, ACE inhibitor ARB or salcubitril valsartan combo. Only 46 to 55% of patients were on a mineralocorticoid receptor antagonist, and only about 25% of patients were on an SGLT2. When it came down to some other things, so ablation was performed in 81 of the 97 patients in the ablation group, which was 84%, but there was some crossover. And so 16 patients out of 97 in the medical therapy group, which was 16% of those patients, also went on to get ablation.
Interesting. For some reason, I suspected or anticipated that patients would be much older when you're telling me about how terrible their heart failure is and, you know, end stage, et cetera. Like, these patients are younger than mom and dad, dare I say?
Don't listen, mom and dad, but they are. And I mean, I guess maybe that is also a reflection of like, perhaps the older patient, not mom and dad, would not be considered for transplant. So they never would have been referred to the center in the first place.
Makes sense. Okay, I gotcha.